In Iraq, the offensive to retake Mosul from ISIS is down to the last pockets of resistance, and U.S. commanders say the fight for those neighborhoods will be the most difficult of the entire offensive. Joining us now is Washington Post reporter Thomas Gibbons Neff. He's on Skype from Erbil, but he's been in Mosul. And Thomas, why is this final stage of the offensive going to be the most difficult?
Right. So the final stage is going to be the most difficult because basically you have western Mosul, which an operation to retake that part of the city began in February after the east was cleared, has been a very difficult fight up until this point. But the last little pocket of Islamic State resistance up against the Tigris River contains the Al-Nuri Mosque, which is where Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi basically proclaimed the caliphate. So there's you have a it's symbolic significance there. And then you also have these neighborhoods, the old city, the neighborhoods that make up the old city in Zangili to the north, which are very dense. So basically, the Iraqis have been fighting a very certain way when they clear Mosul, using basically the grid-like blocks that kind of take a street, secure it, move up to the next one after a lot of U.S. Airstrikes and artillery, and then continue. But these neighborhoods are so dense and the roads are so small that this strategy and these tactics might not be as effective as they have been before.
Now, as we said, you're joining us from Erbil, which is in the Kurdish area of Iraq, but you were in Mosul. What did you see when you were there?
Right. So I was in Mosul yesterday with the Iraqi Counterterror Services. It's a U.S.-trained unit, long build to be kind of the best of the Iraqi ground troops. And I mean, they were clearing up. They're basically in the last phase of this offensive that began at the beginning of this month. And they were clearing the few final villages before they kind of turn south and push into these neighborhoods I was just talking about. And the Islamic State was still fighting pretty hard. I mean, they were kind of counterattacking in some areas on Friday. They used a sandstorm to launch a small-scale counterattack, which kind of took an Iraqi unit by surprise, also with a counterterror service unit. So, I mean, every day that they go out there, it's definitely a fight.
Now, this fight for Mosul has been going on since October of last year. We're coming up on a year now. If ISIS is finally driven from Mosul, will it have been worth it for the Iraqis and for the Americans?
I mean, I think they would say absolutely. I mean, this is one of the biggest cities in Iraq and again, a place where the Islamic State declared itself as a de facto state. So I think it has to happen one way or another. And even, there kind of been talks about just kind of leaving this pocket, maybe bypassing or laying siege to it. But I understand that the political pressure to finish this battle is pretty high.
How long do you think it will take?
I've heard Iraqi commanders say a few weeks. I've heard others say it could take weeks to months. It really depends. It depends if the Islamic State is not going to quit. They're not going to surrender. They're going to fight probably to the last man, from what I'm hearing. So it just depends if they collapse and the defenses collapse quickly, or if they manage to kind of game the Iraqi tactics and hold out a staunch defense. So it could take a while.
That's Washington Post reporter Thomas Gibbons Neff joining us from Erbil in Iraq. Thanks so much.
Thank you.